all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. When you get on stage and you say this.
This is my sixth glass. And you know why.
Why is Spike Lee so mad? Go
he's
ahead,
so
Raven.
Mad because he didn't win and he felt like he's supposed to win. And that's what we do nowadays. When we don't win, we complain about it publicly or we threaten to walk out.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So
I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to let you finish Kanye style.
Right. Spike Lee won an Oscar last night.
Yeah,
best
yeah.
adapted screenplay for
Wasn't
Black
enough,
Klansman.
Though.
No, it's his first Oscar ever. You'd think he would be super pumped about that. But he ended up losing Best Picture to Green Book. Okay. What afterwards, he was asked, you know, how he felt about it. And did he feel like it was all right that the Green Book won? And this is what he had to say.
I'm a snake bit. I mean, every time somebody's driving somebody, I lose. Throw his courtside at the garden. The ref made a bad call.
So what he's talking about is in 1990, Do the Right Thing wasn't even nominated for Best Picture.
Right.
And that year, Driving Miss Daisy ended up winning. So basically he's saying anytime somebody's got to drive something, it ain't working out all right for him. Cool. And he actually tried to storm out when they made the announcement for Best Picture.
But didn't he turn the wrong way or something like
that? No, he got to the door. And security's like, Spike Lee, go back to your seat.
The door's
like,
closed.
You can't do that. You can't just storm out in the middle of an award show.
Listen, you know, I'm going to be real. I have not seen the movie. I've heard great things. But I've heard good things about these other movies, too. And, you know, when you lose, you lose. I mean, that's the point. Is it happened? I mean, there have been great snubs back in the past. Remember, James Cameron had to sit there the entire show when the Hurt Locker beat Avatar.
Right.
All right? So, come on.
I get it. Like, you're sad. You're sad that your movie didn't win. I understand.
It stinks.
But to get up there and to just start, like, complaining about everybody else, like, these poor people didn't also work really hard on their movie.
Right,
like,
right. The Shawshank Redemption lost to Forrest Gump. All right?
Well, that was a good call.
What?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? Saving Private Ryan lost to Shakespeare in Love. There's been some accidents. That's all I'm saying.
It all went down last night. We're talking about the Oscars. And of course, we have the Anna and Raven Oscar predictions powered by Daddario Nissan of Shelton. We're going to hook up one person with tickets for an entire year to check out movies at Bowtie Cinemas. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
Thanks to our friends at Daddario Nissan for the hookup on the movie tickets, too, with Bowtie. Sweet deal, sweet prize, easy quiz. How'd we make out so far?
But we're still calculating who the winner's going to be. We'll get to that later on this morning. But let's start with Rami Malek. He won for Best Actor for Bohemian Rhapsody and his portrayal of Freddie Mercury. But this was one of the most viral moments of the night when he said this during his speech.
Lucy Boynton, you're the heart of this film. You are beyond immensely talented. You have captured my heart. Thank you so much.
And he was planting it on her. He was giving her so many kisses.
She the director? She an actress?
She's an actress. It's co-star.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's beautiful. And they're like the it couple right now. But what's interesting about that is that they met on set.
Yeah.
And so many people want to, you know, they fell in love. But who people really want to fall in love are these two.
Let me hear it.
In the shadow, we're far from the shadow.
They're already in love.
They're not in love.
Oh, they're totally in love.
Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, they got on stage. They sang Shallow from A Star is Born. Lady Gaga actually ended up winning Best Original Song along with her co-writers for that. But people desperately want them to fall in love like they do in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it was strategic that they did it. They didn't let Lady Gaga sit next to Bradley Cooper. They put his wife directly between
them. They're
making
it sizzle, man. By the way, one of the writers of that song from Hamden.
Oh, yeah.
Hamden, as a matter of fact. There's a local winner with that. You know what? They're in love. Deny it all you want. Say whatever you want to. But the rest of the world wishes them to be in love, which means that it's so.
They're actors.
They don't get to make their own choices.
But we started thinking about it.
Right?
What actual couples met on screen?
I have some for you.
Let me hear.
How about Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan met on the set of Step Up? Because when you think love that lasts eternally, for at least 8 years until they got divorced last year, you think of hanging out in jogging suits and dancing a lot.
When they broke up, it hurt my heart a little bit because I kind of loved
Because you
them
loved
together.
That movie.
Right. It's
you loved that movie. It was like you're going to step class.
It's my
for
jam.
You. Right.
It's my jam. I
How about
it.
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds met on the set of The Green Lantern? They've been married for 6+ years. It's the only good thing to come out of that movie.
Well,
it's
and
that was a terrible movie.
And they seem happy.
Terrible movie.
You can meet your love of your life on a movie set, apparently.
Here's a big one. Mila and Ashton, they did it in a small screen, that 70s show.
That's true.
Kind of a big deal.
I mean,
two kids.
Right.
Doing and, well.
And remember when he was married to Demi Moore? That was weird. That was a ticking time bomb just waiting to go
off. It was a little weird, yeah. But I got it at the time. Here's one for you that I think everybody forgets. Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. They're still married.
Yeah.
They met on the set of I Know What You Did Last Summer.
It's like they're the iconic 90s couple, and they're still holding it down.
It's like that was the prequel to The Green Lantern, because That was just a terrible, terrible movie also.
Not good movies.
Sometimes good things come out of terrible instances in history.
Exactly. We're going to get more Oscar predictions, and we'll keep reviewing throughout the show this morning right here on Star 99.9. How does this even come about? Like, all I keep thinking is, does Tiffany's call Lady Gaga, or does Lady Gaga call Tiffany's? Because if Lady Gaga calls Tiffany's, then it's not as impressive, because then they're under they're under pressure to let her wear this thing.
Mm.
But if they call her, that's got to be one of the greatest honors of all time.
No, they're calling her.
You think?
And I think it goes both ways. I mean, she's the hottest property at the this year at the Oscars. I think she was. And as far as who you'd want to dress and
right.
who you'd want, to be presenting your stuff. So I think it's a win for them, too. You're talking about it today.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Last night at the Oscars, Lady Gaga wore the famous $30 million Tiffany yellow diamond. The last time it was worn in public was Audrey Hepburn when she was doing a promotional shoot for Breakfast at Tiffany's. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That when she got on the red carpet, that's all you could see was that rock, 120 Oof. Carats, right on her neck.
Big fan. Would have taken her neck right off. I'm sorry.
Would you even want that? Like, all I kept thinking about was, like, would you even want the pressure of having that much around your neck? I would be so paranoid all night.
Right, because somebody's out to take your neck.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Like, Raven.
Just out to take your neck.
Raven wants your neck.
I will fund 30 small countries after this in my world. Domination exploits. Or I'll, you know what I'll do is I'll hook it up to like 3 laser beams and use it to blow up all the satellite. I don't know what I would do. It's like something like a supervillain from James Bond would have,
Oh my God.
I don't even know what I would do with it.
I mean, that was awesome.
It's like Avengers, Xfinity War. I'll put it in my hand, blow up the planet. I don't know.
I feel like the minute she is like finished and she walks out the door, there's a team of security guards that rip it right off her neck to bring it back.
See, I think they're in the crowd already. Like, you know how like the guys would run next to the president's motorcade. Mm-hmm. I think that those guys are behind like 2 celebrities on the sides of the red carpet while she's walking down the aisle.
Yeah, I guess.
Ready to just take somebody out. Brad Pitt, don't get a little handsy tonight.
Right.
Come on, knock it. Watch that George Clooney dude. He's got all those heist movies. He's got quick hands.
Somebody goes in for a hug. They're just like, wait a second.
Forget it.
Speaking of jewelry, necklaces, I don't know when this became such a trend, but they're all wearing snake necklaces. Charlize Theron, who's considered one of the best dressed last night.
Yeah.
Again, the diamond snake. It's all about the snakes.
Which she's
I feel
a beauty.
Like Taylor Swift kind of brought that back, right? Like, it's all, but what are you trying to say?
I feel like Slithery? I feel like the snake was always around, and Taylor Swift doesn't have any responsibility.
No, I think Taylor Swift single-handedly brought back the snake.
Snakes.
Timberlake brought sexy back. She brought snake back.
I can't sign off. I'm sorry. I know you're a big fan. Can't sign off. Sorry.
Let's talk about Pharrell. Is it ever okay to wear shorts to the Oscars? He had on white slouch socks with his shorts and got up on stage.
No sense to me. Was it hot there? Was it the air conditioning broken?
I'm confused.
And with his super tall, is that his wife? He just looks like she picked him up from school and brought him to the event.
It's true.
It does.
I feel like if you have scrawny ankles, you shouldn't be wearing shorts and slouch socks.
Chicken legs, man.
Right.
I mean, come on. That stuff stuck with me from elementary school. I still hear you in my ear, Gary S.
Right.
I still hear you.
You have scrawny legs?
No, I did then.
Oh, you don't now? You grew some calves?
Yeah, now I'm just thick.
Well, all right.
Probably pre-diabetic.
Now I'm just thick.
All right. We're going to talk more about the fashion that made the Oscars so talked about this morning, including the one actor who's bringing back the scrunchie.
What?
Yep. Mm. Billy Porter wore a tuxedo dress last night to the Oscars.
I know that sounds crazy. It does sound crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you first said it out loud, I thought it sounded crazy. I'm looking at the image now, though.
And you like it.
I'll let you elaborate before I go ahead and comment on this.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So I saw Billy Porter, and it's like business on the top. It looks like a straight tuxedo, right?
Right, right. It's crushed velvet, though.
Right.
Which is not a typical tuxedo, but it's very nice.
And then it's full Cinderella princess bottom gown, all crushed black velvet.
Yeah.
And the thing is that it's so big that he probably snuck in a ton of snacks under it.
I'll just say this, is that Lady Gaga wearing a very similar dress on the red carpet,
yep.
And I think Billy Porter is actually doing it better.
Twinsies.
It's crazy, and I know I'm struck by how surprised I am at it, but I think it actually looks fantastic. I know that sounds crazy.
Right. Christian Siriano dressed him, and he said that he gave him 1 week to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He sent his assistant, apparently, who has the same measurements as him.
That's how you hire an assistant right there. You make sure that they can twin for you.
That's what I want. I want an assistant one day. I'll be like, I gained 5 pounds. You need to go to McDonald's right now.
You're my stunt
right
double.
Now.
You're my stunt exactly. double for me.
Right. So, I mean, it was something special. But what people are really talking about this morning is the return of the scrunchie. So, who's rocking a scrunchie on their wrist?
The only man that could and get away with it and look totally cool doing it, of course.
Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah.
Shows up. He's got a crushed pink velvet suit on. And around his wrist, I had to do like a triple take and then Google it to make sure that I was correct.
But you were seeing it, right.
Matching crushed velvet pink scrunchie.
I mean, I think that honestly, that's where he got the inspiration for the entire outfit. Like he walked into the tuxedo shop, saw a scrunchie on somebody's head, yep. a random worker's head, and was like, create that for me. And I see the tailor running out of the back like, we can do this, sir. I will do this for you, sir. I mean, he's Aquaman after all. You want to do things for him.
It's true.
I pride myself on every single night I put scrunchies in my hair to tie my hair up.
Nice.
And I would
1989.
Love, oh, yeah. The return. And I always pick the ugliest ones I could possibly find because I think it's fun to wear really ugly scrunchies. And all I could think about was like, yep, this guy's bringing
me
it
and
back.
Momoa.
Yeah.
Me and Momoa. We're the same.
One of the trends that I did not like, though, was capes. Did you see all the capes?
I did not see. Well, I saw a couple capes. I mean, I'm entranced by Billy Porter here, but
right.
Okay.
Melissa McCarthy rocking the pantsuit with a giant cape.
You know what? Good for her, though.
Glenn Close. She wore like a gold thing.
She really thought it was going to be her night, man.
Right.
It was a huge cape. Like, I wanted to climb on top of her and have her fly me to safety.
Sounds like security needed.
Oh, man. I don't think I like the return of the cape.
No?
I don't like capes.
You know, but it makes people feel like they can fly, all right?
But you can't. Like, we shouldn't give people a sense of false hope.
You can't.
Your dreams are dead.
No more. Right. No more dreams for you as adults at this point. I mean, I understand that we don't want people leaping off the side of parking garages and stuff like that.
I got my Glenn Close cape on. What do you mean I can't fly?
I feel like that would be on the packaging. If you order it from Amazon, like, it'll be on there, like, this bag. Don't leave it out for suffocation issues. Oh, right. By the way, don't jump off buildings with this cape.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
I guess maybe you're right. Maybe some instruction is necessary.
But there was one accessory that was being worn on the, actually, she won. Hannah Beachler, she won for Best Production Design Black Panther. You know, kudos to her. First African-American woman ever to win that.
Lovely woman.
But she had a belly chain across her face. So it was like a face chain.
Careful.
But that's what it looks
it
like.
It feels Egyptian to me or something. I don't know. Like, this could be a cultural thing. Certainly could be.
I think so.
I thought it looked pretty good, actually.
You think that's... See,
I do. Do I think it would look the same on you? No, I do not.
If I showed up and I took one of my necklaces and I just draped it across my face, you'd be like, what are you doing?
No, I'd be more concerned about you were going to catch it on something. You know, you're just going to walk it in and out of the room here or something like that. Okay. You're going to rip off half your nostril. And then I'll have to apply some sort of gauze. We don't need that in the morning.
Who do you think was the worst dress at the Oscars? You can call us at 1-800-330-9999. This was certainly my favorite moment last night at the Oscars.
Again, we are not your hosts this year, but if we had hosted, it probably would have gone like this.
Hey, Chadwick Boseman, what kind of plans you got later?
Are so tight, they've entered my Spider-Verse. Rome is on Netflix. What's next? My microwave makes a movie.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven, all about the Oscars today. And even though they weren't the official hosts, I have to say Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Maya Rudolph were hilarious and the highlight of the night.
Seemed to be the funniest part, that's for sure.
That's for sure, yeah. But we had a big thing going on, the Anna and Raven Oscar predictions, powered by D'Addario Nissan of Shelton. One person who entered online making their Oscar predictions is going to win tickets for a year to check out Bowtie Cinemas.
So exciting.
Yeah, we have.
The big time, the big reveal now. You're going to open up the envelope. You're going to tell me who the winner is.
And... So there was a tie.
What? I can't work like this.
There's two people that got 8 correct. And if you were following along, less than 6 times the music had to play off a winner.
Okay.
Which I thought for at the beginning, it was definitely going to be more of that because the first 4 awards that were given, 3 of the people got played off.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, no host. That means chaos usually.
Chaos. Complete chaos.
Right. Anarchy. There's nobody there to be like, come on.
We asked if anyone was going to trip going up the stairs, and no one tripped on the stairs, but Regina King, she came close, that's for sure.
That's a memorable moment. I told you, it's a plant when they do it nowadays.
We asked if anybody was going to cry during their speeches. Both Regina King and Olivia Colman cried during their speeches.
I feel like Regina King's been winning a long time. Am I wrong? I guess she never won that before.
Best supporting
actress?
She's been
good forever.
I don't think so. Well, she is amazing. She looked beautiful, too.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, Rami Malek didn't dress like Freddie Mercury. I thought that for sure.
Leather pants?
Something. Something.
Large.
Some kind of
well-placed
tribute.
Roll of socks?
Nope. None of that.
Didn't do that.
Nope. We asked
He is a fantastic actor.
He is. We asked who was going to be sitting next to Lady Gaga in the audience.
Uh-huh.
Bradley Cooper wasn't him. Wasn't her ex-fiance, Christian Carino. Wasn't her dad. So the answer was none of these people will be seated next to her. She's basically on an island of loneliness.
Right, right.
Actually, who was sitting next to her was Bradley Cooper's wife, which I think was like part of a plan. Like, I'm going to sit right in between
trying
two.
Trying to kill that Twitter noise about their affair.
You're never going to touch my husband. Says the Russian supermodel. And then on the other side of her was her sister.
It's funny.
Okay. So it comes down to Amy from Bridgeport and Alex from Stanford. I have both their names, one in my left hand, one in my right hand. Raven doesn't know which. Raven, pick a hand, left
or
right.
I'm going to go with the left hand because somebody always says right. I'll go left.
Okay, left. Amy from Bridgeport.
Amy Bridgeport, you win.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We will reach out to you.
A year's worth of Bowtie Cinema movie tickets thanks to our friends at Daddario Nissan. Enjoy. It's going to be a great time.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Kate and Jeremy joining us together this morning. Kate, you're pretty fired up. Let's start with you. What's going on?
Jeremy's dad is living with us now. You know, his wife passed away, and I feel bad for him. Of course I feel bad for him. I think he's a good person underneath it all. But bottom line, he makes so many completely inappropriate comments to me directly and with women that are on the TV. I just can't take anymore, and I tried to talk to him about it. He just doesn't want to stop. Honestly, it's getting to the point where I'm thinking we maybe need to make a change.
Like a dog kennel. We'll put him outside in the dog kennel. I mean, if he can't be respectful, do you think that it's a situation where it's because they're from a different time? Or do you think that these guys always made inappropriate jokes, always knew it, and now when they're older, they just take advantage of the fact that nobody tells an old man to shut up?
But Kate, you're saying that you've addressed this with him, right?
I have. I think actually you hit the nail on the head there. I think some part of him has gotten away with this, and he just thinks he can still do it.
Jeremy, you've been very quiet. Now, this is your dad.
Right. Explain your father.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I do love your show, and I do want to tell you that my dad loves your show, too, so he'll
buttering us
all
up.
This at some, you know.
I love your show, too.
All right. Thanks, Kate. All right.
It's a big race to figure out who loves the show more. All right. Tell us about your creepy dad.
I was talking to him the other day. You know, they were married almost 40 years. It's only been, like, 5 months, so he's still in that place. And yeah, I think they got married in their 70s. It was a different time. And my great grandfather was
an offender,
kind of like him too. I mean, that's just the way they grew up. And you know, I have tried to talk to him about it a few times, but then he just brings up how much he misses my mom.
Oh, playing that though. I mean, that could be Did he talk like this with your mother still alive in front of other people?
Not that I remember when she was in the room and around.
Right.
So,
right. Okay.
I mean, think that we can get through this. I just, you know, I'll talk to my dad, but I think he's a little more old school, and it's just a different time.
Here's what it comes down to is we can ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Jeremy, that it's 5 months since your mom's been gone. He's kind of adjusting and acting out, and I mean, I feel like we're talking about a child. We're talking about an elderly
man.
Or
a puppy.
Right.
He could be peeing on the couch. I mean, it could be worse.
But they may also see what Kate says. It's your guy's house. If he wants to talk that way, then he needs to find another place to live. You've both addressed it with him.
I mean, that's what nurses are for, right? Just kidding.
Do you guys agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
After their mom passed away 5 months ago, father came to live with them. And there's one small problem. Kate says that he is very disrespectful towards women, makes a lot of really perverted, unwanted comments.
Right.
Jeremy's like, that's just my dad. It's the way he is. Just give him a pass. And Kate's like, no. Mm. And she's even addressed it with him.
Yeah.
But it's not cool.
Yeah, but it's not how the dad was when his wife was alive either. So,
so it's how he is now.
Right.
Well, that becomes the question this morning is, do you give him a pass for a little bit because, you know, he's mourning and this is how he's dealing with it? Or this is her house. And if she's not comfortable... 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I think they both should really sit down with him, like, over dinner and give him a firm warning. Like, hey, if you're going to keep talking like this, I'm going to have to respectfully ask you to leave. That way, it's super clear, because I know they've talked to him, but do they actually give him a warning? I don't know.
Right. Give him the visual of being homeless. You're right. Thanks for the call. Have a good morning.
Well, it's going to be like a reversal of roles where they're going to play mom and dad and
right.
treat him like a child and be like, if you're going to act like this, then you're going to be homeless.
Here's what I'm going to do is I'm just going to show him on the monitor what outside looks like. I'll show him the security camera on the side of the house or the front of the house that just shows him what outside looks like. And maybe I'll set up a tent out there with like
home.
A recliner and I'll be like, guess what that is? Where you're going to be living tomorrow if you don't cut this out with my wife.
You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Their mother passed away 5 months ago, so daddy came to move in with them. Only problem is that, well, her father-in-law kind of says inappropriate jokes about women, doesn't really have a whole lot of respect for them. Kate has said something to him, said, hey, you got to cut it out. He still hasn't. Jeremy's like, give him a pass. It's my dad. This is the way he is.
Yeah, but it's her house, right? So, I mean, if you're feeling like a target in your own house, there's nothing unpleasant about that, especially when you're inconveniencing yourself to make sure that you're caring for this person.
Right.
There comes a time where there needs to be a stop.
It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. It's her home and she should feel comfortable in it. And people should respect the fact that they're husband and wife.
Yeah, I mean, get her some home protection, like one, like a small bat you keep next to the bed or like a taser or something like that. And every once in a while when he starts to get out of line, just give him a little zap. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side, but they should have the father should be checked out for medical issues because older people sometimes with dementia and things like that do say inappropriate things.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. Well, because he's an elderly man, he should be respectful for women. He knows what it's like to be respectful towards women, and you can't talk like that in front of women like your family. It's just not right.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Kate, our audience agreed with you. It's your house. You've addressed it with him that it's inappropriate and you're not comfortable with it. And if he still does nothing to change his ways, then it's a blatant disrespect thing, Jeremy, and he may have to find somewhere else to go.
All right, I'll just sell him off at the strip club. He'll be fine. He'll
there you go.
That's not...
You know what?
Okay.
Try and work off some... Everybody says find a hobby. This finds like a place to funnel his Social Security.
So that doesn't... No.
It's a good idea. Make sure that there's some sort of shuttle service and he can go once a week and he'll feel better.
Oh, great.
We'll find a place for him.
You know, he could find a loving, caring nurse there. You don't know. You're going to put that girl through med school.
Kate, I assume that you're okay with this.
I feel bad for him and all, but we all have a code of conduct, you know, that we all have to abide by. I mean, we all could go around saying things to each other, you know, and...
I understood.
I know.
Anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com. The irony is that the reason why I gave up doing this is because I would get so nervous before I went up on stage that I thought I would vomit. Is this a true story?
Good. Can't wait.
And now, here we are, and I'm going to do it again. I can't. All right.
You're going to vomit on yourself?
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Vinny Brand from Vinny Brand Stress Factory in Bridgeport. What's up, Vinny?
I can't wait to watch you puke. That's what's up. I can't wait. I love when I watch someone who's nervous before they go on stage. Because, and expect this, I will not spend 1 second of my time trying to comfort you.
Oh,
right. No indulgent whatsoever.
Sometimes I'll grab a guy who's nervous right beforehand, and I'll see they're nervous, and I'll go, hey, be with the guy in the front row. Whatever you do, don't even look at him. Just ignore him.
Right.
And what guy?
Right.
That guy right there. And then they go up and they fixate on the guy. It's the funniest thing ever. And the guy is no problem at all. But now the comic is like, the guy is
all
right
shook
there.
Him. All right. Shook in there. Well, if you're wondering what we're talking about, Anna, are you ready
ever.
To reveal? It's your big announcement. So let's let you do it.
It's our first ever Women in Comedy Night all going down at Vinny Brand Stress Factory in Bridgeport Friday, March 22nd, 7:30. I'm going to be opening. I'll be doing my first stand-up set in 7 years. I can't believe it's been that long since I've been on a stage. And headlining, it's going to be amazing Jessica Kirsten.
You know, oatmeal is healthy unless you add 6 cups of brown sugar. Then it becomes pie. You had a miniature pie for breakfast and told 3 people you had oatmeal. You're a liar.
Okay. Jessica Kirsten is awesome.
Jessica Kirsten is absolutely one of my favorite comics. I mean, I work with everybody. Our club has everybody.
Beautiful club. Name.
Yep.
This is her year. This is the year that Jessica Kirsten becomes nationally well-known.
Well, I was saying, like, she has been doing this a long time. I remember she was booking the clubs back when I was doing them in the city. And, yeah, like, and she's done everything.
Yeah, she's prominent this year on Crashing on HBO.
Yep.
And she just had a Comedy Central special released. And here's the thing. And there's no easy way to say it. So sometimes, some time ago, 10, 15, 20 years ago, people wouldn't go see female comics.
It's true.
Right? And comics like Jessica are breaking that mold, smashing it.
Yeah.
Because Jessica is absolutely hysterical.
Let me ask you a question there, Anna.
Yeah.
Since Jessica, you know, booked you way back in the day here at a moment at the club, uh-huh, and now this is her year, would she book you for the show on her own?
I mean, Vinny, my old material. My old material is like jokes about the Sopranos. I don't know if that's going to fly anymore.
You'll be all right. You're going to try this out on me, aren't you?
I mean, I've written
a private show here in the office.
I don't know. I think it's better to just get up there and go for it and not even run it by anybody.
You say so.
You don't even update your material. I'm still doing my Martin Van Buren jokes, and they are killing it.
They're killing it. They're killing it.
Twice referenced here in the show this morning. Fantastic. It's his year.
Oh, it's going to be great. You can buy tickets right now. You can go to star999.com. We got all the information there.
Friday, March 22nd.
7:30 p.m. Tickets are $20. It's going to be a really fun night. Grab all your girlfriends. Bring your husbands, all that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So bring again, your husband and your boyfriend.
Jessica is your headliner. Anna is doing the opening set.
And tickets what are you on doing? Sale. What are you doing, Raven?
Laughing.
Oh.
Laughing. Essentially. Should At I introduce me? You?
Yeah, you should open for me.
I mean, never follow a killer, though. You know? What are you going to do? No, I'm just kidding. Done it before in my life.
Yeah, how are you going to prepare? I mean, are you going to do anything beforehand?
I mean, like plyo or like take a spin class or
knock,
something?
Knock, knock jokes. Knock, knock jokes mostly, Vinny.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, why don't you come do an open mic night?
You know what? I might take you up on that.
Let me say this to you, and I don't mean to make you nervous now. I want to save that for that night.
Right.
But, you know, the stage at the Stress Factory, it's a significant, I mean, everybody. We just had
it's a big room.
It's a big room.
It's a big room.
Double decker.
And they're used to the best comics in the country already.
Good.
You know, you should.
No pressure. What he's saying is you should work it out.
Yeah.
Like if you were going to go run a marathon, you'd go to the gym.
Yeah.
That's all he's saying. He's trying to help you.
I'm already doing core work for bikini season. You understand? I know it's February, but I'm already toning up.
And I can see it on you.
You know what?
The results are indisputable.
I'm going to take you up on that. Put me on for a night. I want to run this new material by and just
unannounced,
see how it goes.
Though. I want you to show up under a fake name like the Rolling Stones do at Toad's Place. All right? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You come in on a Wednesday or Thursday, right?
Yeah.
I'll throw you up on stage.
Low key, call her Amy Schumer.
Yeah. I'll tell you, we won't even say, we'll just say, okay, our next comic, we'll give you a fake name, Shannon.
Yeah, call me
right?
Shannon.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't matter. And then you go up and find out whether or not you're going to throw up that night or not.
Here's what I know for sure, and I'm jinxing it by saying it. Whenever I feel this nervous, I kill. Whenever I'm calm, that's when things go bad.
Oh, I'm going to make sure you're very nervous that night.
Oh, good.
Oh,
good.
My gosh.
I'm going to be in your head that night like a bad dream.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. You want to win the first pair of tickets to come check this Women in Comedy Night. FYI, less than 10% of women are comedians in the United States.
I mean, what's with the stats? Just give the phone number, lady.
Call us now if you want to win your way in and you want to see me embarrass myself in front of an entire room of strangers.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know, you bought
Spent
it.
Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's dance.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Cole, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room?
Sure, good luck.
All right, Cole, here's how it's going to go. Raven is walking out of the studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in. He can't hear us out there. And ask him the same 5. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it's going to go to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Yeah.
Number 1. Rumors swirl that this actress / TV host would be the surprise host at the Oscars. She was nowhere to be seen. Her legal name is Karen Elaine Johnson. Who is it?
Oprah Winfrey.
Number 2, Bradley Cooper did not win for Best Actor at the Oscars. But what movie did he star in with Ed Helms about a trip to Las Vegas?
Hangover.
Number 3, Dana Carvey and Mike Myers introduced Bohemian Rhapsody at the Oscars. What movie did they play Wayne and Garth?
Batman.
Number 4, the first trio of female presenters for the night at the Oscars included Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and this Saturday Night Live alum. Number 5, what color is the actual Oscar award?
Gold.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Raven! Wave.
Yeah.
All right, Cole got 2 out of 5.
Okay, not too good.
All right, number 1. Rumors swirled that this actress / TV host would be the surprise host at the Oscars. She was nowhere to be seen. Her legal name is Karen Elaine Johnson.
That's Whoopi Goldberg that they were talking about hosting.
That's right. Number 2, Bradley Cooper did not win for Best Actor at the Oscars. What 2009 movie did he star in with Ed Helms about a trip to Las Vegas?
The Hangover. Seriously? Come on.
Hangover is right. You guys are tied at 2. Number 3, Dana Carvey and Mike Myers introduced Bohemian Rhapsody at the Oscars. What movie did they play Wayne and Garth?
Wayne's World.
That's right. Raven takes the lead. 2. Number 4, the first trio of female presenters for the night at the Oscars included Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and this Saturday Night Live alum.
I'm just going to take a shot and say, what'd you say, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were up there?
Yep.
I'm going to take a guess. God, I don't have a guess. I'm stumped.
It's Maya Rudolph.
Oh, yeah, I should have known that. I got hung up on Kate McKinnon, and she's obviously still there.
All right, Cole, Raven is still leading you 3-2. Number 5, what color is the actual Oscar award?
It's golden, is it not?
That is correct. I'm sorry, Cole. Raven actually beat you 4-2 this morning.
It's Cole from Jonathan, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you so much for trying. Wayne McDonald came in 3rd on The Voice back in 2016, and she has been very, very busy since then. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Wait, what was it like to have Alicia Keys as your mentor?
Oh, it was great. It was fantastic. She was super sweet. That was actually, like, the best choice.
Raven always says that she's naturally beautiful because she doesn't wear makeup. Like, you see her up close. Like,
stunning.
Is that true? Does she really not wear any makeup?
Yeah, so the thing is that when you're on TV, you have to have makeup.
Right, right.
So, but
she's shiny.
So she brought with her a non-makeup artist.
Oh.
Like, I mean, how does that work? Do they use, like, household items?
Like, yes, like, no. Like, it was pretty much right. That. Like,
go get
like,
me an apple.
I hope Alicia doesn't kill me for this, but, like, I don't know. Like, she'll bring out a baby wipe and, like, wipe her down, right, real quick.
Right.
And then, like, she'll take a Q-tip and do something. And then after that, she'd, like, powder her a little bit with, like, translucent powder.
I mean, I could be in this. Like, this is an industry I could do. Watch this. I'm a hairstylist, Anna. Watch.
All right. Just lick your hair.
Yeah. How'd that work?
Wait, only
is
Alicia
it back?
Keys.
Is it stuck?
It's slick.
Right.
All right. I feel like only Alicia Keys can get away with that. She's like, you know what? I don't
wear makeup. It's all natural, man.
I just got some lady that comes and squirts me with Windex and Clorox.
She licks my
eyebrows. That's what I was so fascinated because I was like, wait, is she doing non-makeup?
Right.
I was like, that's pretty cool. So I was like, I'm not going to question it.
No,
I feel like this is an infomercial, like, gadget reveal we just got.
Yeah,
here,
no,
right?
like, forget airbrush. Get a baby wipe.
Look at this. Here we are with Alicia Keys' forehead. You're ready for air.
Exactly.
That's great.
So, Wei, you've been really busy with this anti-bullying children's book you wrote called
yes.
The Little Girl with a Big Voice.
Yes, very punny. While I was on the show, I used to talk about different situations that I had gone through. And a lot of younger kids had reached out to me like, oh, my God, me too. And even though I've come past it and I've had the great support system, a lot of kids don't. So I wanted to help all the little kids kind of have a voice of their own just to say like, hey, oh, my God, if she could do it, then I can definitely do it.
Raven has an awful singing voice.
She bullies me all the time. Well, are you watching this?
Here's
to see what's going
on
here right now.
It's not bullying. The truth of the matter is that the only person that has a worse singing voice than Raven is me.
Mm.
And I
also she can speak about it. She can do that.
Well,
right.
She just fell on the sword right there. She's just trying to get me to do her makeup again. Hold on.
True. Hold on. Can I make
Here you go.
There you go. Slap it on
Look
your
at
face.
How good that looks.
Woo! Shine.
I'm not allowed to sing on the air. That's a real thing. But Raven, can you? I've asked Wade to be your mentor, kind
right.
of like The Voice.
Right. I gotta turn around and then like hit my butt.
Yeah, hold on. Turn around.
Oh,
and
you wanna close your eyes?
Here.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
And I have red chairs. So let's turn around and then see if I'll hit the button. Okay.
Right next to De Niro, but I'll be Hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere.
She's not
yeah,
turning around.
They love me everywhere. Oh. I used to cop in Harlem.
Oh, she's going for the. Oh, she's going. She turned around.
Oh,
she turned around.
Good.
Yeah.
In New York, your confidence was great.
Thank you.
Your confidence was perfect.
That's gonna now be my go-to statement when something terrible happens and I'm witness to.
Your confidence was
great.
So, Wei, what would you say about Raven's singing voice? Pointers that you would give him.
Hmm.
Oh, continue to be yourself.
Right.
Absolutely continue on the journey of development.
Don't they always say come back next year?
Yes, and I recommend that you come back as many times as you feel necessary.
Right.
And we will always be here.
Wei McDonald's new book, The Little Girl with a Big Voice, is available now. Got two new songs out, right?
Find Head Up High on Spotify, Apple Music, on all streaming platforms, and the music video is on Vevo. I have another song that just came out. It's called If I Didn't Love You, and the lyric video is on Vevo, and it is available on all streaming platforms.